Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday, October 23rd, ADA board meeting. I'll call the meeting to order, and I'll ask Brandy to roll call the board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
Here.
Commissioner Crum? Mr. Ellich?
Here.
Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel? Mr. Vivamore?
Here.
Chair Pruse?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, before us, item number three is agenda approval. I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second. Any discussion? Do you want to add or delete anything, Randy? You good with the agenda? All right. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as presented? Hearing, seeing none, the agenda is adopted. Brings us to item number four, prior minutes for September 11th.
I move the prior minutes of September 11th, 2024.
Second. Thank you. Discussion, deletions, additions, clarifications on our minutes?
I have.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair.
Randy, go ahead.
Under 6C.
Under what?
6C, page 5 of 6, resolution 2410. If we include any soft cost in that, Randy?
I'm sorry.
Board meeting minutes, item 6C.
Page 5 of 6.
Page 5 of 6.
Okay, sorry, I'm catching up.
No worries.
Yes, sir, and the question was?
Are we capturing any of the soft cost associated with that?
Soft cost in terms of savings from adopting the system?
Soft cost, I saw the capital cost, but I didn't see anything on soft costs, so I was wondering about the soft cost associated with the implementation of the savings.
I believe there are some savings. This task is actually assigned to the deputy. We can ask Mr. Brzezinski the same question.
So my definition of soft costs are things like labor, you know, parts, equipment, people, third parties, are they all being captured besides the capital side of it?
Sure.
So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Ellis, yes, there will be some savings in terms of improved efficiencies through workflows. Hopefully we can integrate this new system and have one system instead of having to use multiple different platforms. It takes a lot of staff time, so we'd be more efficient in that regard. And then the fact that we have our own enterprise resource platform here allows us to avoid having to pay OIT for certain types of fees. So we should realize like $125,000 a year savings of that, along with hopes of a further reduction. So
I understand that, Brandon. Yep. Thank you for that. My question is, are we going to capture any soft cost associated with the upgrade beyond the capital cost?
So like the improved efficiencies in staff time, automating certain workflows, things of that nature, which we do also have Leonard Robertson here, who's the new Robert Hawkins, the IT director. So Nick, he can speak to the details of the system and the technical details of how this would work in that regard.
So I'm thinking of the cost of implementation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. So we have a contractor, Syllogist, is coming on board. They'll provide trainings. Yes, there will be a one-time cost associated with them, but they're also going to be implementing the system into our system. And since we've passed this, the last resolution too, there's been some sort of change of plans in regard to like how we implement the system. Now we're exploring going straight to the cloud, which again, Leonard can speak to that, and there will be savings associated and improved efficiencies by making this move rather than kind of doing a half move and delaying that process. So it will bring ADA into like what is the current tech and current situation, more secure, things of that nature.
I don't know if that quite answers your question.
No, it doesn't.
How would you capture those costs?
And then
how would you recapture those costs?
Do you have like a cost code or a capture system in order to, you know, other than the capital side, and then are you going to capitalize those costs at the end?
So I don't believe we will capitalize certain costs because it's under a certain threshold, which acting CFO Zach has referred to in the past.
I can take a stab at it. I think there are savings on the operating side of the ledger, so to speak, in terms of having the new system, having the employees not having to do as much work as they do now to process transactions or other items. So there are savings there. There's the hard capital savings, I think, from not having to run a fees through administration for things that we'll be able to do with the new system. If I'm missing savings, Brandon.
I think you're missing. I don't want to speak for you, but really, you're talking about savings. He's talking about costs. So there's ancillary costs associated with implementing the software system. And how are they being captured? In other words, you know, your staff time, you know, third-party costs.
Like a recording system.
There will be a project code, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah. There will be a project code
associated.
Oh, yes.
With the implementation of
yes
this resolution.
Yes, there will be a cost code, and both ADA and AEA will account for their time, their costs, accordingly to the split.
Perfect. Thank you.
And any customizations, whether ADA needs our own or they need their own, will be borne by that particular entity.
100%. Appreciate it, Brandon.
You're welcome.
Next time I'll try to be a little more clear.
Thank you.
I can totally appreciate the savings.
All right. Any further questions or comments on the minutes? Is there any objection to adopting the minutes as presented? Hearing and seeing none, they are approved. I'll note that Commissioner Crum has joined us at 9:08:30. All right, next up is item number 5, which is public comments. I would like everybody who wishes to make a public comment to limit your comments to 2 minutes. And I'd also ask to make sure you state your name clearly for the record. And if you have an affiliation, we'd like to have that also. Again, these are comments. It's not a question and answer period. If there is a question within your comments, staff will get back to you based on your comments, what it made. With that, Ramey, we'll start in the boardroom. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Seeing none. Ramey, is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you are called. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this point.
No one online, all right. It's my understanding that there's some public comments were made in writing. Is that correct?
That is correct, Chair.
Have they been presented to us?
Yes, they have.
Okay, they're in our packets.
They are.
I'm sorry?
They will be. They've been sent to you via email last night.
Okay, so can we get those before close of business today? Or?
They're on their way.
Okay, thank you. All right. I noticed some new faces in here. Before we go into executive session, maybe we can get some introductions. A couple I recognize, a couple of them I don't. So what do we have here, Randy?
Sure. So first off, we have Mr. Robertson. Leonard Robertson is here, Chair. He is our new IT director. And Leonard, if you want to just introduce yourself briefly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Board. Leonard Robertson, been with the state of Alaska for 26 years. 17 of those years, I've been working my way up through IT. I've taken up the position as IT director. Formerly, I was Chief Information Security Officer for the state of Alaska and also the Governance Risk Compliance Officer and the IT director for the Governor's Office for several years. And have a hands-on knowledge up through policy and system administration.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we also have some members of the AEA board, Mr. Cobb and Mr. Mitchell.
All right. Okay. Welcome. I don't know whether to say condolences or congratulations. We'll talk in a year. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Bruce. I do serve on the Alaska Energy Authority Board, actually chair of the board, but I'm here representing Cordova Electric Cooperative. I've been the employee there for 26 years, and I'm the CEO currently. But I'm here at the invitation of Hewlett Packard Enterprise and GreenSpark for their data work in Cordova at their request to kind of speak to the community level impacts of the work they're doing. Thank you.
All right. Well, as your position as chair, if you have any questions from the former chair, please reach out.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to new business. And up first is executive session. And I think, Randy, you just like me to talk a lot here because there's a lot to say.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So executive session, confidential delivered matters related to ADA's finances, potential project investment opportunities, Texcook Inlet, review of owned facilities, ADA communication and outreach, program financing and litigation of ADA projects, and other matters which are subject to deliberative and process privilege, including matters subject to specific legal advice, that's Ken, with the subject to the attorney-client for deliberative and executive process privileges. Who makes this stuff up? These matters are proper subject to an executive session under the Open Meeting Act, AS 44.262.310C1.3 and 4, and other state laws in the Alaska Public Records Act. So, that all being said, I will ask for a motion to go into executive session.
This is Bill Kendig. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA Finances, AMR, Hex Cook Inlet Gas, Ketchikan Shipyard, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters that are attorney-client privileged and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to the public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process, privilege, or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.16-310C1-3-4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Second, Randy Gillich.
All right. Rami, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle? Absent. Mr. Ellich?
Yes.
Mr. Vivamore?
Yes.
Chair Pruse?
Yes.
We are in executive session.
Thank you. So